everyone, and welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is A Human Sandwich. Today is the 26th of February, and just to remind you that my podcasts are Tuesday and Thursday, and I've just started doing a basic pronunciation practice on Mondays and Wednesdays, so you're also more than welcome to join me on those two extra days. If you have any questions and comments about my podcasts, feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com, and I promise to get back to you. And also, you are all invited to my Facebook page, which is called Anna from A Cup of English. So let's get started. A human sandwich. It's not often that I find myself trapped, stuck in the middle of two things. However, I put myself in the middle of two things the other day, deliberately. The two things were my dog and cat. The dog wanted to get the cat, and the cat wanted to test her young claws on the dog's nose. I have been training my little kitten. She is getting used to the front garden, so when she's older, I can let her out by herself. I have a little harness for her. I call it her bra, which attaches around her chest. Then the leash clips into it, so I can gently hold the leash and follow her while she explores. Perfect. Well, not really. My dog Foxy can jump over the gate and come into the front garden whenever she wants to. That's the problem. She is very, very smart. She approaches us, focusing on the cat. I tell her no, and act like a confident boss. She responds by lying down and acting sweet. However, I can see in her eyes that she is just pretending for her stupid human owner. Really, she's ready for war, and her enemy is the cat. She looks at me with sad, sweet eyes, and then back at the cat with an unbreakable stare. She licks her lips. I feel quite proud of myself for staying right in the middle, the great protector. Suddenly, a car scares the cat, and she runs for the door. Foxy, the dog, jumps to attack, but the cat is too quick. She gets out her weapon, her claws, and goes for the nose. This is a new experience for Foxy. Her precious nose must be protected, so she backs away. When the cat and I are back inside the house, I realize how ridiculous that scene was. And was I even necessary? I'm sure the natural dog and natural cat don't need a civilized woman to keep the peace. Why? Because, naturally speaking, there is no peace between a cat and a dog. All right, let's have a look at about 9 of these grammar notes. In the first sentence, I said, it's not often that I. It's not often that I. Okay, I'm looking at the use of often. We could write this sentence a different way with often at the end. Let's have a look. A. I don't find myself trapped very often. Or you could say, it's not often that I find myself trapped. B. It's not often that he reads all night. Or, he doesn't read all night very often. C. It's not often they visit us. Or, they don't visit us very often. Now notice, when I put often at the end of the sentence, I prefer to put very with it, very often. For some reason, it just sounds better. It sounds more native. Number two, the word deliberately. It means on purpose. Let's practice the pronunciation. Del, I, ber, rut, li. Deliberately. 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 Very good. Number three, to get used to. Well, I've used this a lot in my podcasts, so we've definitely covered this before. It's the same as to familiarize yourself with, or to become accustomed to. But I would say those two phrases are a bit complicated and difficult to pronounce, so I would advise you to use to get used to. It's much shorter and quite simple. A. It might take a long time, but you will get used to the weather here. It might take a long time, but you will get used to the weather here. B. I just can't get used to my new work schedule. I just can't get used to my new work schedule. C. Get used to it. You have no choice. Get used to it. You have no choice. Number four, the word harness, or as I called my cat's harness, a bra. It's sort of similar to a bra. It's a piece of clothing made of straps that fit around the body. It's supposed to hold a person or an animal, keep them safe. For example, in rock climbing, we wear a harness around our waist and a rope is attached to it to keep the climber safe. A. The rock climber checked his harness before he started climbing. The rock climber checked his harness before he started climbing. Number five, and to go with my cat's harness, I have a leash. So a leash is the cord or rope that is attached to a dog or cat collar. So when you take your dog for a walk, you need a leash. A. I bought a new leash for my dog because she had chewed the other one. B. You need a stronger leash for that big dog. You need a stronger leash for that big dog. Number 6. Whenever she wants to. Okay, the reason I'm going over this is because of the preposition to at the end. In the United States, the preposition to is often missed out. Often they don't say it. In England, however, we normally do. Let's see some examples. A. They'll do it whenever they want to. They'll do it whenever they want to. And remember here, because want ends in a T and to begins with a T, we put the two words together so it sounds like one word. Want to, want to. Okay, another way of saying that without the to is they'll do it whenever they want. They'll do it whenever they want. B. I'll say whatever I want to. I'll say whatever I want to. Or, I'll say whatever I want. I'll say whatever I want. C. They always went wherever they wanted to. They always went wherever they wanted to. Or, they always went wherever they wanted. They went wherever they wanted. Number 7, unbreakable. Unbreakable, you can see if you split it into three parts what it means. It means that it is impossible to break. Let's practice the pronunciation. Unbreakable. 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 Number 8. I feel quite proud of myself for staying. Okay, it's the structure of this sentence that I'm interested in. We have a subject, an emotion, a preposition, a word like myself, himself, herself, the word for, and then a gerund. Remember, the gerund is the verb with the ing ending. And just to note, different prepositions can be used depending on which emotion you are using. Let's see the examples. A. He's happy with himself for getting the promotion. He's happy with himself for getting the promotion. Here we use the emotion happy. And the preposition that goes with happy is with. B. I'm disappointed in myself for getting angry. I'm disappointed in myself for getting angry. Here, the preposition that goes with disappointed is in, when you're talking about yourself or oneself, to be disappointed in oneself. C. She's ashamed of herself for being lazy. She's ashamed of herself for being lazy. With ashamed, if you're talking about yourself, the preposition is of. To be ashamed of oneself. D. They are proud of themselves for building the house. They are proud of themselves for building the house. So, as in the paragraph, the preposition of goes with proud, if you are proud of yourself. Oh, how we love those prepositions, don't we? Okay, finally, number 9, to back away. To back away, as Foxy the dog backed away from the cat, can also be expressed as to back off. Now, to back down is similar, but it also means to give up in a fight or to stop offering a threat. A. The protesters backed off when the police arrived. The protesters backed off when the police arrived. B. The younger lion backed down when the alpha male confronted him. The younger lion backed down when the alpha male confronted him. Well, very good. That's the end of the podcast for today. I hope this was useful. Remember, you're all more than welcome to join me on my Facebook page. That's Anna from A Cup of English. And send me your emails if you have any questions or problems, and I will email you back. My address is acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.